Hi, friend. Today's episode is so exciting because I just got an email. I wonder who it's from. I'm just kidding. But I got an email, okay? I have been so bad at emailing my list, and I just started getting consistent again. And one of the things that I asked in my latest email was to hit reply and tell me a current struggle with starting your podcast or launching it. And I got a really great question. And I knew that I had to touch on this because it's something that I actually think about a lot. And I remember the exact moment when I unlocked this truth. And so I'm so excited to share it with you, but I'm going to read you what she said in her email so we can dive into this. So she said, "The biggest thing that keeps me stuck is thinking about repeating content. On my podcast, it's inevitable that topics and ideas are going to be repeated. I know they say a listener has to hear something 7 times before it sinks in. I know it's okay to repeat content, meaning I've already mentioned this, but now I'm mentioning it again in another episode, even episodes that I did last summer. I have a framework that I use, so I obviously need to repeat that over and over again too. And yet, repeating content is what scares me or keeps me stuck. What are your thoughts on repeating content?" I'm not going to say her name, but this question was so, is this juicy or what? So if you've ever felt like you're a broken record or, oh my gosh, I'm repeating myself too much, or if you are in the same spot that she's in and you just feel stuck and it's like kind of scary because you just keep on repeating yourself, then my friend, you are in the right place. You are listening to the Momsu Podcast Show, where you will learn how to launch, grow, and get your podcast visible as a busy mom. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of 5, and I'm a podcast coach and a podcast manager who has helped hundreds of women make money with their podcast alongside their online business. I'm so excited you're here. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we get into the episode, I just have to tell you that if you need help editing, uploading, and scheduling your podcast episodes to actually stay consistent week after week, that is what I do. If that is something that you want taken off of your plate to not only give you more time with your family, but to also have professional sounding episodes with higher sound quality, feel less stressed by not dealing with all of the tech, and to help you stay focused on other tasks that actually move the needle forward in your life and with your online business, head to the show notes and click on the podcast management link to learn more. Okay, my friend. So I'm actually going to go piece by piece. I'm going to read her email again, and I'm going to address every line that she said because this was such a great question. This is something that I unlocked years after I started podcasting. And I didn't really grasp the concept of repeating content. And once I did, it changed everything for me. And so I know that this episode is going to do the same thing for you. And so we're going to go line by line, and I'm going to read her email again, and we're going to address everything that she said. So the first thing that she said is that it is inevitable that topics and ideas are going to be repeated. Yes, this is true, because if you are a business owner and if you have a core offer, right, which that is the heart and soul of this show and what I do and what I actually specialize in, is helping you take your offer and create episodes around that offer. And so, yes, that means that some topics and ideas are most definitely going to be repeated. So that is a fact. She did not get that wrong. That is a fact. It is inevitable that topics and ideas are going to be repeated. Again, that is a fact. Okay. The next line in her email says, "I know that they say a listener has to hear something 7 times before it sinks in." This is also true, okay, to a certain extent. And the reason why I'm saying to a certain extent is because we're all different. We're all different types of buyers, right? I know that there's like different categories of buyers, but I have literally and immediately made the decision. And I mean within like minutes or hours or whatever, within a short amount of time. And I was ready to get my card out and pay them for whatever it is that they had to offer. So there are times when your people will find you and just be so connected that they just pay, and that's great. But what we're talking about specifically is the, on the other side of that, okay? So that doesn't happen all the time, but yes, I don't know the percentage, so I'm not going to sit here and guess, but a good chunk of listeners, okay, or a good chunk of your audience, yeah, they're going to have to hear something multiple times before it sinks in. And that's for a few different reasons. Number one, they might have to hear it a few times and they're not ready to invest quite yet, but they're still following, they're still listening, they're still tuning in, but they don't have the funds quite yet. So that's why they haven't reached out. Another one is maybe they just don't have enough time, right? So maybe they feel like they don't have enough time to invest. So that's why they haven't reached out. Or maybe they're just not sure and they just need more information. But for whatever reason, they got to hear it multiple times. And then one day they're going to hear it for that eighth time. And that's going to be the time where they're like, okay, I'm ready now. So yes, most of the time, it does take people multiple times to hear something before they make a sale or take that next step. The next line of her email says, I know it's okay to repeat content. Meaning, I've already mentioned this, but now I'm mentioning it again in another episode, even though I did that episode last summer. I have a framework that I use, so obviously I need to repeat that content over and over again too. And yet, repeating content is what scares me or keeps me stuck. Now, I did an episode that I think you would find extremely helpful listening to after this episode, and that is episode 113, and it's all about the order, and it answers the question, does the order matter when it comes to publishing your episodes, right? And so I would highly recommend that you go listen to that episode right after listening to this one. But if you're recording an episode with a fresh take that you did a year ago, that's incredible, okay? Because at least you waited 12 months, right? I mean, that is the foundation of our business. I mean, that is what it is all about. So if you have a business and you have a podcast and they are working together to get you clients or to sell whatever it is you're selling, maybe it's a product or a service or a membership or a course or a book, whatever it is. So I'm not talking about a hobby podcast. I'm not talking about a podcast where every episode is a guest or any other type of show where like this really wouldn't fit. I'm specifically talking to the business owner who also has a podcast that is in alignment with the business. And so this is what unlocked for me. And that is this. You have an offer, again, whatever that might be. And so the job of the podcast, right? The whole reason why you have it is because it's going to nurture that person to make that purchase, to make that sale. And so there may or may not, depending on how your business is set up, after they've listened to you seven times and time number eight, they're like, okay, I'm in. After they do your framework or after they take your course or whatever action that you want them to take, after they do that, are they still listening to your podcast or are they moving on to like another step? This is something to think about because if you have like a group program where there's like a bomb, amazing like transformation where the podcast is basically the vehicle to get them to the destination, which is your offer. And so after they participate in your offer, in that sense, they might not then be a returning listener because you have already done your job, because you have said everything that you needed to say for them to make that purchase, for them to make that sale, for them to work with you, for you to book them as a client. And so if you have a core offer, it is okay. And it's actually like a must that you repeat content. Now, it's actually a must that you are repeating that content because, and I have said this so many times before, okay? And that is this. You can talk until you're blue in the face about the same topic and you can feel annoying. You can feel repetitive. You can feel like you are repeating yourself and you just feel like icky because you feel like you're just, everybody already knows this and I feel like I'm just saying it over and you're like imagining your audience basically like, okay, we already know this. Like you posted that yesterday. Like, what are you doing? You talked about that 5 weeks ago. What are you doing? And so I really want to reframe your mind around this, because this is the fact, okay, that we can say things 100 times, okay, but by the 100th time that you've said something, somebody is hearing it for the first time. If I had a mic drop, or if I could do a mic drop, I would literally do it right now, because I'm going to say that again. By the 100th time you have said something that you've already said before, that 100th time, somebody is hearing you for the first time. And so it is so important that we continue on doing what we're doing. If it lights you up and it's in alignment with your business and you feel good about what you're putting out, and you know, nobody really likes repeating themselves, but if you are hosting a podcast in which the topic excites you and lights you up every single time you get behind the microphone, then you have nothing to worry about. I would be worried if you hated what you were talking about. Then we would need to talk. Like, please book a call with me, okay? So we can figure that out and get you hosting a podcast that you actually feel good about. Because if your energy is not there, if your passion is not there, nobody is going to make a sale if they can't feel your passion. So please, I hope that you are hosting a podcast that you actually love. But my point is, it gets easier to repeat yourself if you love what you're talking about. I've actually repeated myself so many times on this podcast. And that's why, like I always kind of say, and I've said this so much on the podcast, and honestly, I could probably cut that out of my audio. And so I think I'm going to start doing that, because yes, my recurring listeners like are going to hear that, but the person who's hearing me for the first time, they've never heard me say that. So it's just like a filler word at that point for the people who have heard it before. So I don't really need to say, and I've said this so many times on the podcast, I actually say that a lot. I should probably stop. But my point is, I repeat myself a lot on the podcast, and I'm actually doing it in an upcoming episode. And the episode that's actually coming out right after this, episode 127, it's actually a fresh take on an episode that I did in November of 2023. So I've already talked about this topic, but it is coming up again. And so I had to put it back on the calendar to record another episode. Another example of this is in January, I was in a pinch because I had just quit my corporate job in December and I was like running super behind. I didn't know what I was going to record that very first Monday in January of this year. And so, you know what I did? I went straight back to the very beginning of the podcast and I re-recorded a fresh take on one of my earlier episodes. And so this wasn't me like taking a break or, oh, I guess I'm not going to post this week because I don't know what to say, or even if I feel like I'm being repetitive, like still, there's other ways that you can do it. Like you can have a fresh take. So you don't have to say the same exact thing. You don't even have to re-air the same audio, but you can spin it with different angles. Pop the topic in ChatGPT if you want to and say, hey, this is what I did an episode about. This was like the core message. What other angles could I spin this? And then you create episodes around those different angles, if that's what you want to do. I don't have a problem repeating myself because I love what I'm talking about. And I understand now that it is an essential part of my business to continue talking about my offer and the repeatable things, because it's going to help me stand out, because you're going to remember the things that I say in my business, whether that's like, I don't know, something I trademarked or something that I just say all the time or whatever. Like, I'm just going to do it because whether that's something I say all the time or not, but it becomes a message that your audience will remember. And that is so, so important. So who cares, aside from you, if you're repeating yourself, because somebody is hearing you for the first time, even though it is the 100th time that you've said it. And I'm betting that you've said it more than 100 times. The other thing that I wanted to share with you is I read a story not that long ago. I forget his name, but he's a social media star like on TikTok. I don't remember his name, but I believe he was on YouTube and he was posting videos. We're not gaining any traction at all. And he just kept posting and posting, didn't see any results. And he said that, I got this one more video. I got one more video and I'm going to post this video. And then I'm done. I'm not posting any more videos. And so what happened is he posted that video And that is the video that ended up going viral. Now, I'm not saying that one day your podcast is going to go viral and have a million downloads. That is not what I'm saying. That is not how it works. Maybe over on TikTok or maybe over on YouTube, but probably won't happen on the podcast. But in this specific instance, he was on YouTube and he was about to quit. That video ended up going viral. And so that video ended up going viral. And now he has like a business and like creates all this amazing content. And if he would have not posted that video, he would not be where he is today because he quit, because he gave up and didn't continue on going. So my friend, my biggest advice to you is to keep on going and be truly passionate about what you're talking about because it really, truly does matter. And then it gets easier to repeat yourself. Trust me, because I can talk about podcasting all day until I'm blue in the face and it lights me up. And so I want the same for you. I want you to be lit up about whatever it is that you're talking about. And so, I mean, the danger of stopping is so real because if you stop showing up, how is the right person ever going to find you, right? That eighth time that they heard that episode could have been the episode that they booked the call with you, that they booked the sale. So don't stop repeating yourself. It is so important. And so, my friend, the bottom line is your message deserves to be heard. That is the reason why I do what I do. I will never forget the first time I edited a podcast episode that wasn't my own. My eyes were filled with tears and I was so excited and so happy that I get to help other women get their voice out there. And so that is why I love podcast management. I love editing, uploading, and scheduling episodes every single week. If you need help with that, let me know. But as women, as human beings, as mothers, like we deserve our voice to be heard. We all have a unique perspective. And without you sharing your voice, you are doing a disservice to the people who really need to hear it. So do not stop repeating yourself. So I hope that this episode gave you the inspiration and encouragement that you needed to keep on going and keep repeating yourself so that your people can take that action whenever it is that they're ready. And also with knowing that the 100th time you've actually said something, somebody is hearing that for the very first time. So my friend, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you found it incredibly valuable. If you did, I would absolutely love it if you would leave me a review on the podcast. It helps the show get in front of more moms who podcast just like you. And I'm working really hard on becoming a top 1% podcast. Right now, Moms Who Podcast is a top 2% podcast, and I'm looking to maximize that and reach more moms. I appreciate you so much for being here. I hope you have the most beautiful day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.